I guess maybe, well, like a best place to start is a quick recap of what you saw and what you liked out of game one and what you're probably expecting a little bit of a different vibe from in games two and three here.
Yeah, I think the thing I liked the most was our composure, obviously. Giving up the first shot there, those can kind of be a little bit gut-wrenching, but, we made a play offensively to get it back 1-1, and then we stuck with it, really. For me, I think a big point was second quarter at 6-4. They hit a couple posts. We get through the 5-on-3 and then kill the 5-on-4, and then to end the half, Matty Hossett with a huge goal in transition kind of gave us some breathing room. So, I think you sometimes can be guilty of looking at the score and it's 16-7, but really, for the most part, that was a tight game, highly contested. We were able to kind of pull away in the third, and then things kind of got silly, which allowed us to extend our lead. So I expect them to come out full value. They're a team that always starts fast. They can get on top of you pretty quick, and they like to score in bunches. So our messaging to our guys will be the same as it was last week in terms of limiting their runs and just making sure that we're focusing on the things that move us forward.
For such a team that has a lot of playoff experience, for guys who have only been with the team for the last 3 or 4 years, what have you noticed in terms of their progression of just picking up playoff intensity and being able to deliver that consistently over the last 2 playoff games?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fairly seamless, to be honest with you. Again, we've got some guys who've been there, but I think they've all played big games growing up. They've all been part of Minto Cups or in the senior championships, NCAA. So we got a lot of experience in that regard. The piece that, I think that we hang our hat on is the fact that they love the work and they're not afraid to do the work. And we just kind of put our noses down and get to work. And I think a lot of nights when you do that, you give yourself a chance. And I think we're starting to figure out we're a pretty good team here. We got a long ways to go, but at the end of the day, I think if we come out and we do the things that we want to do, we should have some success.
What kind of work will be needed to close this thing out here against a hungry Halifax?
Yeah, I think the word for me that comes to mind is discipline. We were going to talk about feeding our focus and then avoiding distractions. I think for us, it's discipline, and discipline doesn't just mean staying out of the box. Discipline means, when the ball's on the ground, we're getting to the bench or we're getting back. Discipline means taking the shots we want, taking care of the ball in transition. There's a number of things that, again, when we break down the film, we had some breakdowns, so we got to be better in a number of areas because, again, they're going to come with a, lose and go home attitude. So they're going to be dangerous. We got to worry about us, though.
To me, too, to be nominated for Coach of the Year here this year.
It's nice. I mean, I think the piece that I like the most is the group I get to work with, all the way down to, Kelsey, Mark, and T, our training staff. They're unbelievable. Our doctors are, Jer, Evan, Derek, myself. It's always a collaboration. It's not one guy. And then our players, really. I mean, I think it's a credit to our players and the work they put in the offseason, the work they put in every week. And I'm just kind of the guy whose name gets brought forward. So, again, it's something that I'm obviously proud of. But, again, it's the guys in there and the people that I'm surrounded with that deserve all the credit.
I always think, like, in hockey, you'd have, 7 ice times in between when they had announced this and when you guys were finally playing. So it's like you could get it out of the system, joke about it, and then it's old news by the time the games come. Do you try to, address it and celebrate it and then move on? Or do you kind of, is it back of mind because you've got one goal, team goal?
Would that be the nominations and stuff?
Yes,
is that what we're talking about? Yeah, I'm awful for it, to be honest with you. Every week it seems we got a guy who gets a milestone, be it 100 points, 200 points, some cases 400 points. We don't know, and again, I think that's kind of the nice, fun thing about our group. And so, I don't think we'll say too much. I think it's well-deserved. I think the guys in our room know what we have, and for us, it's really just focusing on Halifax and making sure we're ready to play and making sure that we're doing the things that, again, like I said earlier, are moving us forward.